The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the Dallas Stars for the third and final time this season, and it's the final part of the Sharks' schedule before the Four Nations face-off break. All those international teams will be playing in the next couple of weeks. While the Sharks get to this schedule to Game 57, try to assess where they are and where to go from here. San Jose is coming off a very difficult loss in overtime to the Vancouver Canucks. They were right there with the Canucks all the way to the end. Jake Walman says that it was a good effort spoiled by that overtime goal against.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty good. I thought we were mentally, physically engaged in the game pretty much the whole game. And great goaltending from V. And yeah, I thought we did enough probably to win that game, but this is what happens sometimes. Bounces don't go your way sometimes.
All in all, Walman says that the lower scoring games are a good sign that progress is being made on the Sharks' defensive side.
Yeah, I think the lower scoring games is testament to how we're playing, I would say. Like, we're probably keeping the chances against pretty low, and that's the goal. That's kind of what we try and build on in practice. So, when you're keeping the puck out of the net, it's always a good thing.
But unfortunately, it came down to a penalty shot in overtime for Drew O'Connor of Vancouver.
Right back the other way, only Walman is back. Here comes Kiedel. Lead pass toward the front of the net. Penalty coming up, and it looks like Sutterbrini's going to take it. We might have a penalty shot, are we?
That's what it looks like.
Holy smokes, I didn't think he was a clean breakaway. They're going to call a penalty shot in overtime. This is the second penalty shot against the Sharks all season. What a moment this is going to be. Is this Drew O'Connor that's going to take this?
Yes, it is.
This is his second penalty shot in this building in the last few days. Can you believe this? In overtime, Kiedel setting him up for the penalty shot. He had a penalty shot earlier when he made it a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and here he goes, this time in overtime. Drew O'Connor moving in, waiting on Vanecek, shoots, and he scores! And Vancouver wins in overtime on a penalty shot by a man who failed in the same exact situation in regulation time just a few days ago. Drew O'Connor wins it for the Canucks 2-1 in overtime.
Of course, tonight is the return of both Mikhail Granlund and Cody Ceci to Sharks territory for the first time since the trade to Dallas. Will Smith, who's been a line mate of Granlund, talked about playing against him now.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit weird. Him and Cease, they're obviously great guys. And, I mean, I got to play with Granny a lot, so we had a good connection. Obviously, it's tough he had to leave, but won't be fun going against him, but it's part of it.
And Macklin Celebrini also discussed playing against Mikhail Granlund, a player that he respects a great deal.
It's going to be good. Obviously, CC too. Both those guys, I mean, they meant a lot to a lot of us, so to play them will be good.
Mario Ferraro also has some pretty strong feelings about playing against both Granlund and CC tonight.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I was talking a couple days ago about that. It's going to be weird, but it'll be cool to kind of be able to play against them. It's still weird because obviously they were just in this locker room not too long ago, but it'd be fun to compete against them. And we know a bit of their tricks, so we're looking out for it.
With Cody Ceci gone to Dallas, Jake Walman has played with Henry Thrun primarily. He says that he's ready to go against top players regardless of who his D partner is.
I can play with anybody. It doesn't really matter. But I think everybody has the capabilities to be a top defender on our team, so it's about mental kind of focus and that mentality. And when you're out there, you're expected to play against and shut down that the top guys in the other team. And I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to kind of take that role and kind of get excited to do that. So, yeah, it's what I've learned kind of in the last few years, just kind of watching those matchups and getting excited to go against the top guys.
As I mentioned, Henry Thrun has primarily been Wallman's defensive partner, and head coach Ryan Warsawski says the young defenseman has improved in a lot of different ways.
I think defending down low below the top of the circles, getting guys up in the glass, using his body positioning. There's some times where he does it and there's some times where he comes off it. And it just takes repetitions and doing it. Obviously playing his offside is tough for a young defenseman. That, you know, it's not like the kid played 200 games in the American Hockey League. You know, he played a limited amount of time in the American League. He played a lot in his development in the National Hockey League. He's playing against top lines at times. He cares deeply about his craft, so we're going to continue to work with him.
What's really been tough, though, is that the Sharks have been in a losing situation these last couple of years, and the Sharks head coach says that that's one of the biggest challenges for young players who are developing at the NHL level.
I don't think anyone is taking it very well, to be honest with you. It's hard on people. It's hard on Mario Ferraro. Your heart goes out to the kid because he's been doing it for, 5 years now? I'm on year three, and it's hard. So we got to keep pushing through and have a mindset of focus on our practice today. I think we showed that we can play against the top teams. We can win those games, and our mindset was to win the hockey game. And that's really got to be it, simplify our mindset.
When Warsawski assembled with the media for the first time at training camp, he said that he had two major goals for the year. One, get respect back from around the league, and two, be a very tough team to play against. Since the team is basically at the two-thirds mark of the regular season after tonight, how does he feel that they're making progress in that regard?
I think we've gotten the respect back. I think you'd have to ask some other teams and coaches, but I think we're a hard team to play against when we're playing, when we're consistently playing towards our identity. I don't think that consistency has been there where we want it to be. For a few reasons, but I think for the most part we've gotten the respect back. I don't think we give teams easy nights for the majority of our games. You could say there's a handful we were a step behind and didn't have our legs, and we weren't really dialed in on how we needed to play. But for the most nights, in particular these last two, where we could have coming off that trade, probably could have went smooth sailing into the break. And I don't know, I got to give credit to our group. We competed. So I think we've done a good job of getting the respect back. Is it totally there? Probably not, from not just our opponents, from nothing against the referees, but until we start getting the respect back from around the league, we're not going to get the calls. It just is what it is. So we have to continue to work on that. We got to continue to get the respect back from our opponents. And again, I think it's, for the most part, it's been there for the majority of the year. Is it consistent enough? Probably not. But I do think we've made strides. I think we've made strides. We're in hockey games. It's a play here or there that's we're, for whatever reason, we're on the other side of a lot of the L's. And that's something that, we'll continue to dissect the rest of the season, and for sure at the end of the season, I'm going to try to do a lot of homework and research to make sure we're, starting to win some more hockey games next year. We got to take the next step. That will be, not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but the next step is for us to start winning these games.
We'll continue with the Teal Report in a moment, right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Four nations face off for the world to see. International best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals, and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins Wednesday on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Mark Smith joins me with color commentary tonight as the San Jose Sharks face off against the Dallas Stars. Should be a great one. In the nets, it'll be Vitek Vanacek, and Casey DeSmith is expecting to go for Dallas after they lost in a shootout game in Los Angeles last night. Don't forget our airtime tonight is 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. The Sharks and the Dallas Stars right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.